Thank you very much, Dr. Bridges. Let's move now to Megan Lindley, who will talk to us about how to address these gaps in adult vaccination coverage and diminish disease by describing evidence-based strategies to increase adult vaccination rates. Ms. Lindley.
Thanks, Ray. There we go. So I'm going to talk about, as Ray said, strategies to increase adult immunization rates. And essentially what I'm providing here is an outline of the recommendations from the Task Force on Community Preventive Services as of October 2011 for adults. So I'm going to present these recommendations by intervention type. There are three main types of interventions that the Task Force has evaluated, which are those that enhance access, those that increase demand for vaccines, and those that take place at the healthcare provider or system level. So I'll present the interventions in groups that way with a summary table for each of those three groups. And then for the interventions that were recommended by the task force, I'll devote one slide to giving a little more detail about each of those. I'm just going to skip over this for the most part, I think, in the interest of time. There's a link at the bottom if you want to learn more about the methods that the task force uses to develop their recommendations. But I think essentially the point of this slide is to say that this is a methodology that's extremely systematic, and it's a way to really gather all of the evidence about an intervention together. And by doing this, you can reduce the bias and get a better picture of whether this intervention is truly effective or not. So categories of task force recommendations, there are three categories. An intervention can be recommended, which means there's strong or sufficient evidence that this intervention is effective. In this case, that means it's effective in increasing adult vaccination rates. And just as a reminder, strong and sufficient indicate the confidence in the evidence, not the magnitude of expected benefits, which means that the strong indicates that there are a lot of high-quality studies that say that this intervention is effective, but that doesn't necessarily mean that the intervention will result in a large percentage point increase in vaccination coverage. The second category is recommended against, which is the same as recommended, except that there is, in this case, strong or sufficient evidence that the intervention is harmful or not effective. The third category of recommendation is insufficient evidence, which means that the task force concluded that the available studies do not provide sufficient evidence to determine whether the intervention is effective or not. And this doesn't mean that the intervention doesn't work. It just means that there aren't adequate studies to evaluate it. So I just want to remind you of that. When you see insufficient evidence, it's not the same thing as saying it doesn't work. It just means that more research is needed. So the first group of strategies, as I mentioned, are strategies to enhance access to adult vaccinations. The interventions that are recommended by the task force include home visits to increase vaccinations and reducing client out-of-pocket costs for vaccinations, which is something that Carolyn and LJ both covered already, so that shouldn't be a surprise. And the task force found insufficient evidence to determine whether expanded access in healthcare settings when used not in conjunction with another intervention is effective. So home visits to increase vaccinations, there was strong evidence of effectiveness for this strategy to increase vaccination rates. It's something that can be used alone or as part of a multi-component intervention. And the studies that the task force looked at included not only providing vaccinations in the home of the client, but also promoting vaccination with referral to available immunization services that that client could access. These visits could be conducted by vaccination providers or other providers that might make home visits, for example, social workers. And they could include an assessment of vaccination status and a brief discussion about the importance of receiving these recommended vaccines. Reducing client out-of-pocket costs for vaccinations, there was also strong evidence of the effectiveness of this intervention to increase adult vaccination coverage. And this is something that's been found to be effective in a range of population settings and scales, from reducing the cost for a single individual to get a vaccine all the way up to making a change to your state health program. At any level, this is a strategy that's very effective in increasing coverage. And again, this can be used alone or in conjunction with other interventions to increase vaccination. And the strategies suggested, which I'm sure you're all familiar with, include paying for vaccines or vaccine administration, providing insurance benefits for vaccination services, and reducing co-payments at the point of service. The second group of strategies are those that increase community demand for vaccines. Those that were found by the task force to be effective include client or family incentives, client reminder recall, and community-based interventions implemented in combination. Client-held immunization records, clinic-based client education used alone, and community-wide education used alone have insufficient evidence to evaluate their effectiveness. So client or family incentives, these can be used, again, alone or in combination with other interventions. And these can include both monetary and non-monetary incentives. Examples of non-monetary incentives would be food vouchers, gift cards, lottery prizes. And this could be for keeping an appointment, getting a vaccine, returning for the second or third dose in a vaccine series, or producing documentation of vaccination received elsewhere. Client reminder recall systems are strong evidence of effectiveness for these. And again, they're effective in a range of population settings and scales. And they can be used alone or in combination with other interventions. They include reminders that a vaccine is due or a recall which indicates that a recommended vaccine is late. And these reminders and recalls can have varying content, but they mostly involve a specific notification for a specific client that a vaccine is due or late, and they may include an educational message about the importance of vaccination. And they can be delivered via telephone, letter, postcard, a variety of methods. Community-based interventions, the evaluation that the task force did here was interventions to increase community demand, enhance access to vaccination, and reduce missed opportunities for vaccination. So since this is a combination intervention, there are a variety of different strategies that were evaluated to be used together. And these could include client reminder recall, manual outreach and tracking of clients, educational messages about vaccination, mass and small media, which are posters, pamphlets, other printed materials, and expanded access to vaccination services in the community. The third group of strategies are healthcare provider or system-based strategies, and you can see that a lot of these have been recommended by the task force, including provider reminder systems when used alone, provider assessment and feedback, standing orders, the use of immunization information systems, and healthcare-based interventions implemented in combination, and provider education used without any other strategies. There was insufficient evidence to evaluate that. So provider reminder systems, this is essentially the same intervention as that client reminder recall we just talked about, except this time the reminder is being given to the provider that an individual client is due for a specific vaccination or vaccinations. And similar to the client intervention that was evaluated, there are variable delivery methods that can be effective here, including a pre-printed note in the client's chart, a reminder that pops up in an electronic medical record if the provider practice uses those, or letters mailed to the provider in the example of a large health system. Provider assessment and feedback. Those of you that are familiar with AFIX, COCASA evaluations like that, know that this strategy is effective to increase vaccination rates. And this includes retrospectively evaluating the performance of vaccination providers and then giving them feedback about their rates, because providers may not always be aware of how well they're doing in giving recommended vaccines to their patients. And this can also include incentives, for example, a payment or a bonus for reaching a certain level of vaccination, or it can include benchmarking the provider against their previous performance, against other providers in a health system, et cetera. Standing orders. There's strong evidence of effectiveness for this strategy in increasing vaccination rates, and you saw the slide that Carolyn presented about the meta-analysis that standing orders and similar system changes are just by far the most effective strategy that you can implement to increase rates. Again, these are effective in a range of populations and settings, alone or in combination. And this intervention includes a protocol that enables both assessment of vaccination status and administration of a recommended vaccine without the direct order of a physician. The standing order could be for one or more specific vaccines. And one important thing to note is that state laws vary as to which non-physician providers may administer vaccines under standing orders. So these programs need to be state-specific. And this is a toolkit for adult immunization standing orders that was recently developed by the University of Pittsburgh. And there's a link at the bottom of the page, but that's a set of resources that might be very useful for you, those of you who are interested in looking at standing orders. Immunization information systems are strong evidence of their effectiveness, increasing vaccination rates. These can be used down at the clinic level or at the population level, for example, a state or a regional registry. The majority of registries in the U.S. now have lifespan capabilities, even though we may still think of them as being for childhood vaccination. And it is important to note that the effectiveness of these interventions depends on the completeness of the registry, which can vary, particularly for adults. And you can see there's a list of five different capabilities that can be done with registries with immunization information systems to increase vaccination rates. The one that's highlighted, public health response to outbreaks, is the one that's been specifically evaluated in adults. But there are a lot of studies on registry capabilities in children and adolescents. And it's likely that these strategies would be equally effective for adults. Healthcare system-based interventions in combination. For this, the task force recommends a combination of one intervention to increase client demand, and those are the interventions that I listed for you a little earlier, that second group of interventions. And then one more or more intervention for enhanced vaccine access, provider system-directed interventions, or both. So it's really a combination of the three different groups of interventions that the community, that the task force has recommended. The task force also looked at worksite interventions to promote seasonal influenza vaccination among healthcare personnel and concluded, as you are probably aware, that interventions with free on-site actively promoted vaccinations are recommended to increase influenza vaccination of healthcare personnel. And those with off-site vaccination, there just wasn't adequate evidence to evaluate them. So for healthcare personnel, these interventions can be implemented alone or as part of a multi-component intervention, which could include things like a change in the healthcare facility policy for healthcare personnel vaccination, providing education about the risks and benefits of influenza vaccination. And in these interventions, the influenza vaccines are provided at the facility where the healthcare personnel normally work. They're provided at no cost to the personnel, and the vaccination program is formally announced via newsletters, emails, or paycheck inserts. They also evaluated worksite interventions to promote influenza vaccination among non-healthcare personnel. And in the interest of time, I'm going to skip past this because the findings are essentially the same, except in this case, the vaccines were reduced cost rather than no cost. A few points to consider when thinking about these findings of the Task Force on Community Preventive Service. Many of these studies were specific to influenza vaccination, although there's no reason that the intervention should not be equally applicable to other recommended adult vaccines. Some of these studies for adults were conducted only among older adults, i.e. persons 65 years old and older. Again, there's not necessarily a reason to think that the interventions would not be equally effective in younger persons. And finally, certain interventions may be resource intensive and should only be used when there is demonstrated need for the intervention and available resources. As I'm sure all of you know, when you're implementing any intervention to increase vaccination, sustainability is an important consideration. And that's just a summary of the intervention. So I will thank you for your time and turn it back over to Ray.